How to Five, returning to us this morning. We have Paul Perry from the Tinchfield Alumni Association. Good morning. Welcome back to How to Five. How are you doing today?
Hey, good morning, Rodney. A pleasant morning to you.
Tell us about your Alumni Association.
The Alumni Association of Tinchfield High School was formed back in 2000 in an effort to help fundraise for a small high school back in the northeast side of Jamaica called Tinchfield High School.
Beautiful school. I used to get to your calendars. Beautiful scenery.
We have a couple of fundraisers, and our small fundraiser this year is going to be May 27th. It's going to be called Port Dance. It's just a small dance that is going to be, we're trying to help promote for Memorial Weekend.
And what's the venue for your Porty Dance?
It's going to be held at the Kiwanis Center, which is 3730 West Oakland Park Boulevard in Lauderdale Lakes. The admission is $20. The music is going to be Bouncing Off the Walls by DJ Mark Swaby.
Oh, yes. Wow, great. Now, what's the cost to attend?
$20. Dress to impress is just party attire.
How would we contact you?
We have a website, teachfieldhigh.com, www.teachfieldhigh.com.
And the contact number for more information?
954-647-0293. 954-647-0293. As a small high school back in this idyllic little town called Port Antonio in Jamaica, we have been able to raise funds over the last 17 years to subsist projects on the campus, including scholarships, including an environmental project, development center, and many other small projects on the campus that are not able to be helped by the government.
All are invited to your event, other alumni associations, past student associations, and the general public.
The general public, indeed.
From the Alumni Association of Tinchfield High School, located here in South Florida, we have Mr. Paul Perry, and much success on Saturday.
Thank you very much, Rodney. And I'd like to just say thank the Art 105 family, and you, Rodney, in particular, for a stellar job in the community, without whom these ventures would be costly but difficult to undertake. And as we say in Jamaica, walk good and take it easy.